So you had a good time with Curtis Granderson last night?
Yeah, it was great.
I'm a little jealous of you.
That was really cool.
I'm a little jealous of you. I'm a big Detroit Tigers fan.
Yeah.
And he was with the Tigers before he went to the Yankees. And then the Yankees.
Well, he was a baby.
Mets. Yeah.
Yes.
And Curtis Granderson has always been my favorite. I love his backstory. I love him being a kid from Chicago that came up in rough situations, but has really overcome it.
Yeah.
And I love what he's been doing with the Mets.
South Side, Chicago.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he was at the club with his best friend that he grew up with.
So, that's cool.
And that should tell you a lot about the type of person that he is.
Yeah.
Did you know he was going to be there?
No, I had no clue.
Well, that's a nice surprise.
It was a good surprise. So when I came out, I was trying a lot of new stuff last night, and I came out, I see this guy in the front. I didn't really pay attention. It was the guy next to him was a little vocal about something, not a bad way. And then I leaned into him, almost like to high five him, and I went, "Oh, hey man!" So I didn't want to call him out. I was like, "Hey man,
you look a lot like Curtis Granderson." Yeah.
So to help people out, like if you're doing stand up comedy, you've got the lights in your face, and you get this one part past the stage where then you open up to the back of the house, and then you see everybody in there.
Right.
So you see Curtis Granderson. You're like, "Oh God, heart attack!" Hang on.
Yeah, and there was a part of me went, "All right, And I went, "You know what? Just."
Roll with it.
Just like me in the crowd watching him, just let him do his thing. And I went, I'm not gonna call him out. I'm not gonna now do extra baseball material.
Bring out that Mickey Mantle chunk.
Let me show you how clever I am and really impressed. I just did my thing. It was great.
That's awesome.
And every once in a while, I check down and make sure he's laughing. And every time he was, I'm like, all right, I'm a good show. I'm all right. I'm in good shape.
Hey, Curtis Granderson's laughing. What's wrong with you people?
Well, you know when you know. If you suck. If you've been to a show. And then, like, oh, so-and-so is here. And then so-and-so doesn't come back to say hello after.
That's bad.
It's usually, no, I'm busy. We're going to play tomorrow night. Yeah.
He doesn't have anything to really do.
Did anyone ever do that to you? Do you want to call him out? Who didn't come backstage?
I know that's happened at least once before.
Tom Cruise? I thought he was going to go.
Who wouldn't want to go back and just at least say hey to you? Like, even just as a friend. Like, if I went and saw one of your shows and we were buddies, I'd be like, Jim, great job. Listen, I got to get home. The kids are screaming. I don't have kids. I would make something
nice
up.
Nice excuse.
Kids. I'm assuming that everybody would want to come back and at least say that you did a great job.
Yeah, no, it was very good. As a matter of fact, his friend runs a big Mexican restaurant.
Oh, it's a Hacienda, I think.
Yeah. Hacienda.
Yep.
Is that because of my Facebook page or something?
Call him out. That's exactly what it is. He doesn't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. He's like, Hacienda.
I totally know that Hacienda's run by Curtis Granderson's best friend.
That's his friend that he runs. Everyone knows that.
I've been a big fan of Curtis Granderson for a long time.
White kid from the South Side of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to go eat there today, check it out?
I'm definitely going to head there, yeah.
Yeah.
And even Curtis was like, oh, it's amazing margaritas, and you sit out on the patio, and I go, good. I said, I'm done, I'm sold.
Are you a big drinker?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Especially, even if
only during the Mets World Series run?
Dude, I don't think I drank
it. I don't know. I saw a lot of liquid being thrown around your house. Man, you had some of the most epic videos I've ever seen.
I did have some epic videos during them, but you know what? I know for a fact there was only one game that I actually drank, and that's when they were playing the Dodgers, and they beat the Dodgers. That one's way more comical than the one you're probably talking about when they swept the Cubs. And we were popping the champagne bottles.
There was no drinking
before that went down.
No.
You wanted to celebrate like the players celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We had the goggles on. We put plastic up everywhere.
Hey, if you could just, take me back in your life. You've been extremely, I never really use this word, but you've been extremely blessed to have the career in the life that you've had. What got you into Saturday Night Live? What was the launching point for you?
What got me in? I was a young comic that just hit the New York scene. I grew up in Long Island. I started there, but then when I moved to Florida, I became a road dog playing everywhere. I was playing comedy clubs. So I was a road dog, and I knew I was blowing headliners off the stage. And I was like, oh, dude, you gotta go New York, LA. It's time to go. I went to New York, had a couple deals, development deals where they hold you. Had a huge TV show with Dave Chappelle called Buddies, and it was going to follow Home Improvement with Tim Allen, which you probably
that was a huge show, yeah.
Right? But most people don't even remember that. You know, it was a long time ago, and 10 days for we already filmed it. We were on the cover TV Guide. I was on USA Today. We ran out of car. We're about to drive. And then literally while the commercials were still airing, I got canned from the show.
They never aired the show at all?
No.
How
but
weird.
The commercials were still playing.
It was really so bizarre.
It was really awkward.
Dave Chappelle probably your best friend in comedy? Because you've done a lot of things with him.
No. This guy, Pete Corielli, I would say is more of a close friend. Dave, I talk sporadically, maybe handful of times the last couple of years.
Well, Half Bake was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
Is that
still amazing to go?
It's incredible to watch.
People still quote it all the time. Yeah. I'm sure.
Still reinciting the entire everything I did in that movie.
And do the people offer you weed all the time?
Not anymore, because now they know.
They know,
man. I heard you don't do it anymore.
Did you?
I'll stock it when I come out. of retirement. This was legal everywhere.
There you go.
My 12-year-old is going to be out of the house in 6 years. It's on, baby.
Did you write that book because so many people were coming up to you asking you if you smoke weed?
No, everyone just thinks I'm high all the time. I have eyes.
You have high eyes. Yeah.
I have high eyes.
High eyes.
My eyelids are droopy. So
has that ever gotten you in trouble, like getting pulled over or anything like that?
It started in school. It started in eighth grade where I was sitting in there, and the teacher said, "You come to this class one more time in this condition, I'm sending you to the nurse office." And I really had no, I swear to you, I had no clue what he was talking about. And eventually sent me to the nurse.
What were they going to do?
I said,
"Here's an ice pack.
I don't know why I'm here." And she's like, "Have you been smoking marijuana?" I went, "Oh my God, it's drugs. It's drugs." And my mom
came
down.
I'm not high, I'm just bored.
That too.
Yeah. We've just been spending a couple minutes with Jim, and he's been getting us caught up. He is back in town at Helium Comedy Club. He's got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then as we learned on his Facebook video, that he's going to go see the Mets take on the Cardinals on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah. You excited about watching your Mets take on the Cardinals?
Yeah, we're going to see who sucks more.
In a beautiful stadium.
Depressing
in a
race.
Really nice stadium.
Have you ever been to Busch Stadium?
No.
It's awesome.
No.
It is a phenomenal stadium to go to.
That's what everyone says. It's one of the only stadiums I haven't been to.
Is that a bucket list thing for you, or you want to go to
every stadium?
Yeah.
I miss the old, even back in the day, the Astrodome. I think I was one of the only guys that still remembers the Houston Astrodome.
I just like the uniforms back in the Astrodome days. The bright yellow,
right, the lines,
oh, God,
the different
you couldn't
ugly
look directly
color lines
at it.
And all that.
Like road workers.
I just went to Houston this weekend and went to Minute Maid for the first time. And when you fly into Houston, if you go in a hobby, you fly right past the old Astrodome, which is still standing. They won't knock it down.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's a big political thing.
Really?
But it's where the football stadium's built, and the football stadium is massive. It's huge. It makes the Astrodome look like a storage shed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like where your dad put the lawnmower.
That's where they keep the road salt for all of the area.
That's probably what they do.
You're probably right. So what should I get at Busch Stadium besides beer? What?
More beer.
Is there an amazing food stand there?
They have great food, but they don't have like a Dodger dog or something that they're like linked and known as.
Got it.
Because they should have something. Like, that's been my big complaint. Like, there's no weird food. I like to try the weird, crazy, giant, you know, helmet filled with nachos or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a baseball game. But
sure.
The thing that makes St. Louis unique is that you could actually bring things in.
What?
Yeah.
Like, you could bring your own food if you wanted to.
Well, you know what I thought I missed too? Yesterday, I was going to go to the game, and I looked up. This is why it's nice living in countries and cities like here or a state like Missouri. The game, I see there's a ticket literally like behind home plate and part of the club.
Yes.
It's like $60.
Yeah.
They bring you food the whole time you're sitting there.
$60? $100 getting season tickets.
Well, when they're going for a World Series, those are $600,000.
Okay, so it's like now.
Like, I was looking at tickets for the game yesterday, and I can get into Busch Stadium for a dollar.
What?
Wow. And I'm I might just go for a dollar.
Is it that bad right now for you guys?
It's not what St. Louis is used to.
No, I know that. I saw you guys walking around. They're just aimlessly walking around. Like, what's going on? Oh, we don't know. You know, Cardinals aren't in first, and we may not be in the playoffs. What's going on?
It's not good when all the excitement is about the rookies that they keep bringing up, and you're like, hey, here, it's that guy. It's that guy.
You're going to be decent in 4 years, maybe.
One of the things that I've always loved about Jim Brewer is that you can just morph into all these different voices and personalities.
I'm a parakeet.
I mean, it's insane. Like, you're Joe Pesci.
Yeah, what happened to him?
By far one of the best.
What happened to me?
Where have you been?
I'm working on a new series.
Oh, okay.
They're casting it now. It's me, De Niro, Pesci, come back. We'll take them world by storm.
Does Joe Pesci have kids?
I don't think I have any kids. No, I ain't got no kids.
Because if he had kids, could you imagine him reading like a nursery rhyme to one of his kids?
You guess you're cool. You was talking about my kids. You don't even know my kids.
In fact,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know why his nose is red? Because he's a rat. His whole family, a bunch of rats, a bunch of mice. They don't keep their mouth shut. That's why hanging out with a fat month of gorilla kid. He don't know how to... He didn't pay his taxes. That's why you need people like us.
So, what's the thing that you hate people ask you to do?
If you're...
Was it the Pesci thing?
I do it.
You suck.
Oh,
fail.
Well, next time.
Great
we
won't. See you,
I did so much research where I was like, you know, I like Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci's funny. I'm like, I'm going to ask him. And last night I went to bed and I was like, he's going to hate the fact that I'm going to ask him to do that. And there it is.
Yeah, I like the honesty.
Yeah.
You can use a little bit of it, so thank you.
Now I have to go to the show. I was planning on it anyway, but now I have to go.
You have to apologize on stage.
Just answer and goes, hey, you know, I went to this radio station. They asked me to do Joe Pesci, and it was that guy right there.
He was a tall guy with a beard. That was.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm just busting jobs.
No, I love it.
You start hitting 40. I just turned 50, and that's the first stage. You're like, oh man, I'm gonna be dead.
No, God.
People die at 50.
Dead. One clogged artery, one bump leads to a hemorrage. Anything can go down.
Did you do anything special for your 50th birthday?
No, honestly, all we did was my wife's trying to plan some big shit. I don't like big crowds.
Yeah,
like small hang out, laugh hard, good care. So I booked my own trip with wife and three kids,
mm-hmm.
and my nephew who's his wife and kid. He's out of his mind, certified nuts.
Well, that'll add entertainment to the trip.
So I knew I'd laugh. I laughed so hard that we laughed so hard.
So that's you guys haven't gone on the trip yet?
No, we went.
No, you did go.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still recovering. I never laughed so hard in my life.
Is that the best, like, when you're just surrounded by people where you're just constantly laughing the whole time?
Well, yeah, it all comes down to your the crew you knew forever. You can put all the money you make, all the fame, whatever. When you're with your... Last night, Curtis Granison. Out of all the people, who's he with? He's with his childhood friend.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it always comes down to. Whoever that small circle is.
What's your nickname in the small circle? The one that everybody's called you since you were a kid.
Jimbo. Yeah, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo. Yeah.
And then, Jimbo, come on, let's go.
What was your, other than being mistaken for being high as you were younger, like, was there anything that you were known for in your hometown, in your school, with your group of friends? Like, were you the class clown?
I was a clown.
Yeah.
But I didn't really become the clown until, I was a clown, but not until high school. I was very shy.
You started out as like a mime and then worked your way up to
clown? Yes, exactly.
The entry level of clowning.
Yeah. I'm in a box.
Someday I could talk.
I always like to do this with any professional comedian, but what was the first joke you remember telling?
There was two of them. One was the pigeons, which is a physical bit, where I grew up in Long Island, and I would talk about the difference between Long Island birds and New York pigeons.
And how old were you? You're like eight.
That's
like
16.
I just love that premise.
And I would talk about how nice the Long Island birds were, and they get out of your way. And then I would imitate the New York pigeons walking, going, "Is your car parked over here? You got any bread? I'm going to leave some spots on that car unless you got some bread." And it was this whole walking thing.
It's awesome.
That's what I remember was the first.
Have you ever tried to resurrect that, bring that bad boy back from the dead?
No, but there was another one where it started off a really tiny thing where I was talking about getting wasted with my friends and getting dropped off at my house at the end of the night, and my dog was the tattletale. And it started off as a little tiny just barking, and that was my bit. You know, some people say he's like woof woof woof, Jim's home woof. That actually turned into a 20-minute long where my mom becomes a demon, where I have to face her, and I'm wasted, and I'm trying to get by her. And
you need to call Pixar.
Yeah.
What did your mom say when she saw that routine?
I'm not like that.
And she would say that.
Shut up, Mom.
She would heckle you.
Yeah, she would heckle me from stage.
Curtis Granderson, take care of my mom.